Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's get you caught up. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Phoenix Law Enforcement Association President Darrell Kirpland joined the show today and discussed how some senior officers feel about the new pay scale.
There's a lot of folks that are unhappy, and rightfully so. I mean, the people that are most loyal to the city, to the department, and are out there doing their job day in and day out with lack of resources that we have, they felt slighted, and I can't blame them for that.
Should the pay scale have been implemented differently?
Well, I don't know. I'll be honest, and he said they didn't have the money to do it. If they had to make a choice between the two, even he gave it a B and said it was necessary. So in that regard, I can't say if the city didn't have any more money. And so what they did was focus on new recruits coming in, and they're going to take care of the other officers on, you know, down the road. It's hard to say, but it's hard to argue with the fact that you've been a police officer in Phoenix for decades and you are seeing a minimal increase while new recruits are getting a huge bump. That does not seem fair to me. The answer of what they should have done, well, listen, in a perfect world, you'd have had all the money to do it that way. So in a perfect world, yes, it should have been done differently, but it still needed to be done, so I'm glad that it's done.
Former FBI ASAC Steve Hooper came on to discuss the processes of the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago yesterday.
This is the former president of the United States. The fact that there was no public statement put out ahead of time that this was going to happen, that there wasn't a coordinated effort at the White House, and now the president is coming out and saying he was not aware of it.
Are you concerned about how the raid was handled?
Yeah, I think the perception of it here is ugly, that it's political. And when I have somebody that I know, and I know the Hoopers personally, and between them have over 50 years experience in the FBI, when they are exasperated and saying this does not look good and the blowback against the agency could be huge and they could have subpoenaed these documents, this is not somebody that's speaking out of turn, that doesn't understand what's going on. This is someone that is very, first of all, astute in the news world, but also understands the inner workings of the FBI and how things are normally done. And he did leave the caveat of he needs to see something huge here for this to have been done this way. Is that going to happen? That's the concern. Was there some huge illegality that we're going to find out about? Or was this political optics when you have a Democrat president, Democrats in the Congress, and you've got the AG that we have and the guy running the FBI? Is this a political maneuver to look bigger than it really is? That should scare everyone. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the headlines.
White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein on CNBC attempted to make it clear who would be audited under the Inflation Reduction Act.
Nobody under $400,000 will pay higher taxes under the Inflation Reduction Act. Let's be very clear about that.
Are you still wary about IRS audits?
Of course. I mean, everybody should. There's a reason why they're hiring 87,000 more agents. They're not just going after the multi-billion-dollar companies. What this is an expansion of an agency that scares the heck out of everybody across the board, whether you make very little money or a whole lot of money. And this is going to be, it's a source of intimidation. It is going to be a bad thing for the American people. So the way they sell it is we're only going after the very rich, because somehow it's okay to attack the rich in this country. I don't understand it. I think it's a bad maneuver. If you're going to hire 87,000 agents, it should be at the border, not at the IRS.
School districts across the country are offering incentives for teachers to stay.
In Washington, D.C., signing bonuses up to $2,500 for those who can teach in highest need content areas. In Nevada, some districts offering $5,000 bonuses to full-time employees in addition to competitive pay.
Arizona is experiencing a teacher shortage. How should we go about remedying this issue?
It's going to be a couple of things. It's got to be quality in the workplace, so you've got to have quality of life. You have to feel appreciated. You have to feel like you are in a job that you can accomplish something, and you have to pay them all of it. It's not just a one size fits all. You don't throw money in a problem. Every one of us, I guarantee you, everybody listening right now, maybe with few exceptions, you believe you probably ought to make a little bit more money than you're making right now. Everybody feels like they're a little bit underpaid. They want a raise when it's time for their review. It's not just money. Working somewhere where you feel like a valued employee plays a big role. Feeling as if you are doing a good job and a accomplishing something. That plays a big role. But it does mean money. You've got to make sure people are paid. So all of those together is the comprehensive look that we need to take in order to get and retain qualified teachers to educate our children. Hey, good job, Julia. It was, once again, that's Did You Hear This? We'll do it again tomorrow at 11:20.